Chris Morning Update, Tuesday, April the 18th.大家好，欢迎来到星期二的早报。那么呢，在国内经济方面呢，中国的一季度 GDP 同比增长 6.9%， 环比增长 1.3%， 这成绩是高于市场预计的同比增长 6.8%。 那么在文化方面呢，86年版的《西游记》导演杨洁去世，享年88岁。在财经方面，中兴通讯17年一季度营收和利润同比增长为 17.8% 和 27.8%，这是美国制裁案以后的首次的季度报告。那么它的增长呢，主要受益于运营商网络及消费者业务的双增长。那么在武汉本地新闻方面，东湖高新区宣布了开放十条的政策，设立了10亿元的国际化发展专项基金。China's gross domestic product expanded 6.9% year on year in the first quarter of 2017 to reach 18 trillion yuan, about 2.61 trillion US dollars, said the National Bureau of Statistics on Monday, as a government infrastructure spending spree and a frenzied housing market continued to fuel expansion. The first quarter growth pace, slightly up from 6.8% in the fourth quarter of 2016, was the fastest since the third quarter of 2015. The world's second largest economy is coming off a year of slower but more consistent growth fueled by government outlays.China has cut economic growth target to around 6.5% this year to give policymakers more wiggle room to push through reforms after the economy's grew by 6.7% in 2016, the weakest pace in 26 years. The MBS also released other economic indicators on Monday. Fixed asset investment, a proxy for long-term spending, increased by 9.2% in the first quarter, accounting for 61.1% of overall fixed asset investment. Private investment rose by 7.57% in the first quarter, up from 6.7% in January-February, suggesting an improved appetite from private firms to invest after a sharp loss of momentum in recent years.Real estate investment in China rose by 9.1% in the first quarter from a year earlier to 1.9292 trillion, or equivalent to 280 billion US dollars. New construction starts measured by floor area were up 11.6% in the first 3 months of the year, comparing with 10.4% rise in the first 2 months, the MBA's data shows.Renowned female director and producer Yang Jie passed away in Beijing on Saturday at the age of 88. She was the chief director of the Chinese classic TV drama Journey to the West, which has been constantly popular for over 30 years since it was first shown in 1986. The drama brought endless joy to audiences, accompanying generation after generation as a much-loved portrayal of China's most famous literary work.The series became immensely popular in the 1980s and is widely considered a classic even now. ZTE posts solid results in the first quarter of 2017. The Chinese telecom equipment maker ZTE Corp on Monday said its first quarter net profit rose 27.8% because of demand of its carrier's network and consumer business.After the U.S. lifted its export ban on the Shenzhen-based world's fourth-largest telecommunications equipment by revenue, ZTE has been working with the U.S. carriers such as AT&T and T-Mobile on services that allow drivers' smartphones to store their driving information. Its profit for the January to March period rose to 1.2 billion yuan, or 174 million U.S. dollars,from 949.85 million yuan a year ago, according to the company's submission to the Shenzhen Stock Exchange. Its operating revenue rose 17.8% as well. The company says that in 30 countries, its pre-5G products are now deployed in 40-some networks.ZTE last month settled a sanction case with the U.S. regulators that had affected the company in 2016, which may post a 2.36 billion yuan loss last year. The company paid a penalty of 892 million U.S. dollars for violating U.S. export restrictions to Iran and DPRK. Analysts said being delisted from a trade blacklist in the United States following the settlement clears away a long-standing hurdleThe company outlook will now benefit from China's 5G development. And that's all for Tuesday's Chris Update, and we'll stay tuned for our version on the 19th.